Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
It's 420.
Hello? Hello? This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello?
This is Betty. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jampa.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't that freaking
welcome
awesome?
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. We are back live at the Joe and Anthony Show on Jampa Radio. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
And this is Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Wiki wiki wick whack, Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 289 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, December 11th, 2023. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. If you happen to accidentally go to gutholo.com, you will also arrive at our doorstep. Haha. Anyway, subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, Betty.
You're welcome, Joe.
Oh, my
God. You're welcome, Anthony.
Got something going. Everyone's got their own thing going.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Do.
It's crazy how that works.
So what's new in your world?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it's that exciting time of year.
And
I'm waiting for the transition here of the thingy. There we go. Yes, here we go. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, here we go. Yes, there we go. Now we're up in the team. We seem to run a little behind on that one a little bit today. We were a little ahead of ourselves.
Oh.
So, yes. So, holiday decoration.
I don't know where I'm at.
You don't. Where are you, Joe? Joe, where'd you go, Joe?
I don't know.
Where is Joe? If anyone knows where Joe is, please give us a call, 813-327-8566. I just paid the phone bill while we were getting started, so we have plenty of time for you to call us on our dime. 813-327-8566.
And, you know,
yes?
be sure to visit our chat room, too, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Give us a chat.
And chat, you know,
absolutely.
Type some things.
Absolutely. That's shyampa.org, and the chat room's right there on the main front page, shyampa.org. Well, if you found us here, you should be able to get there. So anyway, holiday decorations, you know, the studio, we got the tree up and some garland stuff going on around, all highly flammable toxic plastic material. It's been wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's great, but it's all wonderful. That feels kind of slightly festive this time of year because, you know, it's still 70 degrees outside and sunny during the day. But yeah, it's...
Do you make indoor snow?
No. I have no reason to make indoor snow. It just sounds messy and complicated. And I don't like messy or complicated, so I prefer to just stay back with no indoor snow.
Well, I'm thinking of the DS9 episode where I think like the changeling created this fog everywhere.
I see. Yes. And then
I think he made it snow. It was kind of fun to see that, you know, in a weird place.
The snow might have been from a different episode, but I do understand what you're saying. But see, this is not DS9, and we do not have a cleaning staff here. So the cleaning staff is me with a bucket and a mop. So we prefer to keep the messiness on the outside. And there's no snow in Florida, so we are what we are. So, houses are getting decorated. You drive around. It's still weird to see, like, I don't know. It just feels strange seeing houses decorated here. Decorated palm trees. I don't know. I'm so ingrained in the winter and Christmas being kind of one and one, and the holidays kind of all falling in this time of year. And
And you see the lights, and you know, for me or people in the north, you expect snow, and you know, right now we're not getting any. It's dry.
No, that's what I've been noticing. I've been kind of following your news, and you guys haven't gotten much snow either. And that's the big question: will it snow on Christmas? And the other question is: will we be doing a show on Christmas?
Oh, I think we will be.
I'm off that day, and yes. I believe that is a Monday of our next show. So we will definitely do a special holiday Christmas show.
That's great.
That is good to keep in mind. But anyway, I've killed enough time. So holiday decorations, everyone in Florida, and I am smoking Zrunts now because Pie Gow I can no longer find. It seems to have gone away.
No.
Yeah, so we've moved to Zrunts. So
how is this?
It's all right. It's not bad. It, as you can see, it makes me a little hyper.
I've noticed.
But
it's okay.
Other than that, I think I'm doing okay with it. I just got to be careful with it. That's really what it boils down to. But enough about me. What about you, Joe? Tell me all about what's going on with your life.
Anthony, could you imagine being stuck in traffic for 3 hours each day listening to Topper?
Oh my God,
and
that
just
would
being
be
stuck in traffic.
That would be insane.
I mean, essentially, that's what was happening on the Kennedy. And now, for the next few months, users of the Kennedy Expressway are getting a reprieve. They're opening
up lovely.
The outbound lanes.
Yeah, they were talking about that on the news this morning, that they're getting that everything's going to, at least it's going to be open until spring, and then they're going to do the express lanes.
Exactly. So get ready for more pain later on.
Well, you know, hey, but at the end of the day, it moved. The traffic times didn't seem too bad. I mean, like an hour or so, I think, in the mornings at least. I'd see about an hour, hour and a half.
Hour and a half, hour and three quarters.
Which, you know, at that point, let's go ahead and do some public transit there. Take the Metro in.
Yeah, all right. So, Anthony, have you heard about the new drive-through concept called Cosmix?
I have heard something about that. Yes,
yeah,
I've seen a little bit about that.
It's drive-through only, and right now there's like two UniQ sandwiches.
Ooh.
And then there's they pulled a few sandwiches from the breakfast lineup from McDonald's.
So yeah, I was gonna say, don't they do like the egg McMuffin?
That would be awesome.
I love that.
And then it's heavy on like different drinks and lots of sugary drinks and lots of crazy wacky colored.
Like boba drinks, right?
Sugar,
like, didn't they have
boba,
like some boba drinks or something too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But the opening of one here in a Chicago suburb, I think it was Bolingbrook.
Yes, it was Bolingbrook.
It took 2 hours for people in the drive-thru to get through.
Right.
And people were bribing people to get through faster. And it was just like, come on.
You can wait. Come on. You know, that's too funny.
The sad thing is, this is only, and I get it. I guess it's a fast concept because, you know, it's only just a few items. So it's.
It sounds like it's mostly drinks. It's mostly.
Yeah.
It sounds like what they're trying to compete.
It competes with
Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
That's because they were showing it on the news, and Joe even asked about it. He's like, what's this? And I'm like, oh, and we watched it. And I reminded him, I'm like, to keep in mind that Chicagoland is a McDonald's test market.
If McDonald's is listening to this podcast right now, or at some future time,
maybe they are. That would be
You should be considering making McDonuts.
make
you
donuts.
You can do your own sweet donut. You can do your own egg savory donut, and you can call it a French toast donut. Wouldn't that be nice? Like an egg McGriddle donut.
I guess in some ways I'm both pleased and terrified that I have to drive to Bolingbrook to get an egg McMuffin after 10:30 in the morning.
So currently, folks, I am smoking. I'm trying something new called Gelato 41. But that I only use sparingly because it makes me silly, but it's ultimately a very sleepy weed, and it also makes me very hungry.
Super hungry.
And I'm still smoking Mac 1, too. So anyways. But hey, Anthony, do we got any voicemails?
No, it does not look like we have any voicemails.
Aww.
I'm sorry. People got to call and leave damn voicemails.
Okay. Well, our chat room is open at chiampa.org. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.org. And our phone lines are ready for you right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your cellular mobile phone or slim single line with last number redial.
Yeah, right, pay the bill.
What you got for us in the weed corner?
All right. So our first story from the weed corner comes from CBS News. Recently, recreational marijuana became legal in Ohio. Voters approved last month that adults 21 and older are allowed to use and grow cannabis. However, Ohio Republicans may be putting the brakes on it. On Monday, Ohio Senate Republicans proposed banning at-home growing, increasing the substance tax rate, and altering how those taxes will get distributed. Senate changes would prohibit growing marijuana at home, a departure from previous provisions approved by voters that allowed individual Ohioans to grow up to 6 plants at home and up to 12 per household. The Senate's proposal would also increase the tax rate from 10 to 15%, and the cultivators would also be taxed at that rate under the revisions. The revenue would go towards state general funding, law enforcement training, substance abuse training and prevention, and safe driving training. Under the original statute, the revenue would have gone to local governments hosting dispensaries and a social equality program supporting those who wish to break into the cannabis industry. Advocates for the law are now saying the Ohio GOP is intentionally gutting the law due to their opposition to it. All right, and our next article comes from the Cato Institute. On December 7th, Ohio Representative Dave Joyce, joined by 4 colleagues, introduced a revised version of strengthening the 10th Amendment through Entrusting States Act, as the States Act. As it implies, the bill seeks to bring U.S. marijuana policy more in line with the 10th Amendment and federalism. The bill, which is called States Act 2.0, removes marijuana as a substance covered by the Federal Controlled Substance Act. This means marijuana would no longer be on the DEA's list of controlled substances and would remove federal obstacles to marijuana retailers. The bill authorizes the FDA to regulate marijuana as it does other non-prescription and prescription drugs, as well as tobacco products, and maintains a federal prohibition on the sale of marijuana to people under the age of 21 and on the distribution or sale of marijuana at transport safety facilities such as truck rest areas on highways. And that's it for your weed corner. I feel like there could have been something else to that story, but hey, that's what you get. Back to you, Joe.
Well, that's good for Ohio. It seems like they're in the forefront these days.
Well, I don't know. It's like they have recreational weed, and then they try to, they got the shit going against it, and then they got somebody else trying to. So I don't know what the hell they're doing. Go figure.
Well, it's all over the place. They're doing something.
That's what.
So, anyways, you ready today, Anthony, for the. Wow. Yeah, the Roger. Yeah,
why not? Why don't we go ahead and do that?
You're ready for today's fun facts. Wow. Well, did you know, Anthony, that there have been ongoing conflicts for decades decades about whether Sugar Bush Hill is the highest point in Wisconsin. It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That was today's fun fact.
That's great to know. I'm happy to hear that. That's fantastic.
Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. All right, Roger, go ahead, take it away.
Oh, hi, it's me, Roger. I am an out of whack and yet somehow still a premium all-purpose robot.
Wow. Very careful with
this. This is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. And today is December 11th, 2023. And oh boy, National Stretching Day,
ooh,
National
App
Day, International Mountain Day. And what all you pasta aficionados are waiting for, it's National Noodle Ring Day. Wow. Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that poops out noodle rings from Joe's butthole everywhere as the bigger wheel spins. No, 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 yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
What is a noodle ring? Can someone
answer? It's a pasta.
It's a pasta?
Is it a pasta.
It's just a pasta.
Yeah, it's pasta. Yeah.
So it's not like a noodle that you stick on your finger and run around and say, look at me, I am wealthy, I have this pasta ring on
my finger. I suppose you could.
I mean, you know, I don't know. Was that the thing? Was it like back in, you know, my great 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 grandparents, you know, the sign of wealth was wearing a piece of pasta around your finger, and that's how the town whore got married. I mean, look, I've got the most amazing ring. I'm super wealthy. My dick don't smell. You know, so I'm just saying. But
I'm gonna run with that.
I like that idea too. You know, I mean, I like the pasta ring. I mean, I have other ideas for the pasta ring too, but I don't know if they're appropriate for this show. So anyway, please continue.
Anything is appropriate for this show.
All right.
I'm twiddling.
You're twiddling and I'm twaddling. All right. Let me find my my wheel here. Which wheel are we going to have today? Pick a wheel. I'm going to close my eyes.
Ooh.
I think it's just the boring wheel.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Ooh.
The long wheel. So, yeah. Wow. Let's use chicken grease on this thing today. Goodness, finally. Jesus. Freaking wheel I've ever dealt with. All right, where am I at? All right. Tonight, our random news story comes from WFLA Channel 8 Tampa Bay and tells us about an unusual way to combat a need for attention. An arrest affidavit said Nancy, 61, of St. Petersburg, called 911 around 12:35 in the evening to report a traumatic injury. I'm sorry, that would be 12:45 in the afternoon to report a traumatic injury at 6th Avenue South. According to police, when first responders arrived, Nancy immediately said that there was nothing wrong with her. The officer said the woman admitted to calling 911 without needing them. After being read her rights, Nancy said she calls 911 sometimes because she likes the attention she gets. Nancy was taken into custody on a charge of a false 911 call. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Shyampa Radio. Be sure to visit Shyampa.org, that's Chiampa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule and much
yes,
more.
Get that chair in the fixed
position. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news.
No.
Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty. And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the uncorrect Chicago news team, led by Dick White, it's time for your Cheyampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently fair at 36 degrees. The dew point is 25, giving us a wind chill of 31. And the humidity is at 64%. Winds are howling out of the south at 6 miles per hour, gusting to null. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Alert! 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 A gusty butthole alert has been issued. Conditions, while will be mostly clear, with a low around 30, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. And on Tuesday, continued alert. We have a continued gusty butthole alert. In effect, conditions will be sunny with a high near 36. West northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. If you see micro fart tornadoes near your butthole, take cover in your nearest water closet. Wednesday, buttholes finally calmed down with sunny conditions and a high near 38. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any key now with even more fiber.
I don't think I even know where it's at anymore.
And now for the news.
Whee! Look, Ma, I'm saving time. I jumped out of the plane.
Oh, my goodness.
Passenger on a Southwest Airlines flight was arrested on Sunday night in New Orleans after allegedly escaping the plane through the emergency hatch and running away on the tarmac at the Louis Armstrong Airport. According to the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, GPSO, who arrested the man, the Southwest airplane was still parked at the terminal and had not yet initiated the run up for takeoff when the passenger made its dangerous escape.
Oh my goodness.
The GPSO said that the man was taken to a hospital for evaluation, although no more details were offered as reported by WWL-TV.
WWL-TV!
The passenger's identity has not been revealed for privacy reasons. The investigation on the case will be referred, however, to federal authorities. Because, you know, you don't do that on a plane. You don't make any kinds of comments about things.
No.
You don't jump on, you don't open the doors.
No. You don't flush the toilets, nothing. You don't blow the cat up. You don't turn on the leaf blower. You don't let out the chickens. Don't get the cash registers going. And you definitely, don't dance to the village people.
And don't spin the wheel either.
And no, definitely don't spin the wheel. Yeah, are we going on? Is that the next step?
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Well, you know, you got to serve and protect, the donuts? Hmm. Well, the tale began at 4 a.m. on Wednesday in Carlingford, Australia, near Sydney, when a delivery driver working for the night shift stopped his van to make a quick stop at a 7-Eleven. Closed-circuit footage of the scene shows a woman kneeling around the gas pumps at the attached service station, or servo, to Australians, and then climbing into the unattended van and driving away.
Oh my goodness.
What makes the story more compelling than a typical opportunistic vehicle theft is the van's contents. 10,000
chickens,
Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, just Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't have
Krispy
a donut
Kreme
sound
donuts.
Effect. Well, I guess I do.
Oh. The donuts were bound for shops in Newcastle, but instead have now disappeared to parts unknown. As of Friday, the New South Wales police have not made any arrests, although they are, hungry too. And if you have any leads, give us a call at 813-327-8566, and we'll for sure pass it along and make an emergency broadcast to let you know. Fiddles begin to woo. Just say hi. It's true. Apparently, this is an interesting story. The Swedish town of Luleå, home to some 80,000 inhabitants, has launched a campaign encouraging residents who are reputed to be introverts to start talking to one another.
I see.
In a video posted on social networks, residents of Luleå, located 150 kilometers south of the Arctic Circle.
How many miles is 150 kilometers?
A lot. 75 miles, maybe?
I don't know.
Is that how it works out?
I think that's a cue, Mrs. Fletcher.
Where's my device? All right, let's see. We got a little calculator here. Uh-oh. All right. Unit converter. All right, here we go. Oh, crap. All right, what are we doing? Wait, what are we doing?
How many miles is 150 kilometers?
Per hour, right?
No, just how many miles is 150 kilometers?
Oh, wait. Look at it. This is becoming a difficult
proposition. All right, well, the world may never know, so we will just move on. And 150 kilometers is 2 miles. Because for some reason, we couldn't figure that out in 35 seconds.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Oh, did we figure it out?
I think. Here we go. Wait, because I'm seeing 150. It's 93.20 miles.
There you go. You solved the case, Mrs. Fletcher. Congratulations. I unfortunately don't have the applause sound effects lined up. So, yeah. So, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah, anyways, in a video posted on social networks, residents of Luleå, located roughly 93 miles south of the Arctic Circle, with very stern faces, suddenly light up when they meet a passerby who greets them. Saying hi to your neighbors
is
a small thing, but research shows that it can contribute to social bonds and has a positive impact on health, safety, and well-being. Some person named Asa Koski, a social strategist. Social strategist. Social strategist with the municipality who is behind the campaign, said the message has been displayed on buses and buildings in the city since the 31st of October.
That's exciting.
And the campaign will run for a while. Swedish people can be a bit inward. We need to connect with each other, and this is the way to create relationships. Here, it's the opposite of Spain, where you are outside a lot. You talk to a lot of people, you said. I'm bunch of you have a collective life outside, she said. Local schools are also organizing screenings of the video, and he explains surveys have showed that people aged between 60 and 28 in particular reporting increased feelings of loneliness. He hopes the campaign will strengthen social ties and prompt people to greet each other more. In a region where winter means only 3 hours of sunshine, and the average temperature in December hovers around minus 10 degrees Celsius.
Sounds exciting. Can't wait
to
go there.
Yeah, there are few opportunities for residents to bump into one another on a daily basis. But he says that the modern urban lifestyle is also to blame. The bigger the city, the more you are by yourself. Adding that when people lived in villages, we were better at saying these simple things to each other. Wow. Well, that's a wrap on Joe's News Source by the level chit skipper and his on-crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, wonderful. Let me find my scripto news over here.
Wow.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
This segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous, where you can find anything from arch supports to expired strawberry zingers for that special someone in your life. Your everyday needs are available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566. I just paid the bill. Or send us an email at playusatchimba.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, a cross-cultural Canadian queer comedy classic continues to entertain. A Virginia dad defends his trans daughter. Springfield, Illinois has survived a 2013 marriage equality exorcism so far. And in the news, Thailand's government proposes marriage equality. Nepalese same-gender couples need wait no longer. Russia's top court outlaws the non-existent international public LGBT movement. Florida lawmakers seek to shut down LGBTQ plus advocacy. And it's Iowa's book ban has two strikes against it. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyamba Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes after we spin Joe around in his chair. Really, 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 really fast.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Ajax, the foaming cleanser, clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow tax, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bust the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tux. The Elka pudding just so real.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Hey, you're listening to Cheyenne Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyenne Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that sponges can hold more cold water than they can hot? Did you know that fire usually moves faster uphill than downhill? And did you know that camel's milk does not curdle? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
Hello. Piccolo Portencia would like you to know that it is very important that when you reboot your computer that you not load so many apps that you forget where you were. Because sometimes your brain is just full of pickle juice.
La-dee-da. So get a load of that Piccolo Portencia bitch. Boy, if I was a human, well, she's got some nerve. But whatever, I am here to tell you to listen to my show, Weekday Rush Hour, with me, your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. Grab your bongs, bitches, cause it's going to be one hell of a ride. But whoop, I feel sick. Erica, oopsie, I forgot to tell you Weekday Rush Hour is out every weekday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Cough, cough. I also heard the neighbors coughing up a storm and Joe is sneezing everywhere he goes. But wait, by the way, that error code was for real. I looked up how to reveal a word sake in binary. Sheez. Give me some credit. I haven't been promoted to Kmart Loss Prevention Department for nothing, you know. Luckily, I have some added extra sick time left. So go suck it.
Well, thanks, Betty. I think we'll now return you back to some programming that may or may not already be in progress.
Too bad we couldn't add, like, a ChatGPT in here that could, like, you know, bring... See, that's where I want the fucking thing to do me good, is to bring people into the chat room.
Yeah, yeah.
To get them to be like, okay, it would somehow get them to listen to the station, hear us talking.
Yeah, hi.
Right?
Hi. You can cue Roger now.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow bioches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Betty. You do so much wonderful things. All right.
You got it, Anthony.
I had to grab some water. All right, before we continue, it is time for your Chi-Ampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently... What is it currently? I got to scroll up. I kind of scrolled up.
It's currently Toilet Paper Authority.
It is currently mostly cloudy, and the temperature is 54 degrees. The humidity is currently at 75%.
Oh.
The dew point is 46 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles.
Oh.
Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 49. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 73. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. And Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 76. Wednesday night, we'll be seeing a 20% chance of showers after 1 in the morning, so nobody will really notice. Mostly cloudy with a low around 62. That's it for your Chi-Ampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
And it sure is.
It's all crazy, isn't it? All right, let me find it here. Oh, this one, yes. Let me get another drink of water here.
Yeah, this dumb fuck.
Oh, they're everywhere. All right. Then our first Florida news story comes from Coach Hot Shorts and TheMessenger.com and tells us about how meth can end up in the strangest of places. Caleb, 46, was arrested by a deputy in Indian River County on Monday for a warrant charging him with failure to appear in court in connection with a pending 2022 DUI case. During processing, the corrections deputy observed Caleb as he undressed from his civilian clothing and changed into his jail attire. While Caleb was undressed, the deputy noticed a plastic cylinder containing a small package of Advil underneath Caleb's penis in his underwear. Caleb was then read his Miranda rights and agreed to talk to the officer. He told him that someone else placed the container in his underwear while he was sleeping.
Someone was revving my
ball. Someone placed it in my ball sack while I was sleeping. And then I got up and I, like, been walking around all day with this thing in my ball sack. And I didn't know what was going on. I just had this strange, uncomfortable feeling in my ball sack as this plastic container stuck to my ball.
And I'm religious and I don't touch that thing.
I don't touch that thing. So I just kind of worked around it while I was taking a piss this morning. So, he believed the substance in the cylinder was Advil. The clear crystal-like rocks found in the container definitely were not Advil.
Oh, sure.
And with an agency-issued methamphetamine drug test kit, which once activated quickly turned dark brown, matching the color of the test kit that identifies the substance as methamphetamine. Caleb was booked shortly after 7 p.m. Monday night and is being held without bond, according to Sheriff's Office website. Go, Caleb.
Well, it's a shame that they don't have to test it anymore by actually trying it.
Oh, I'm sure they probably still tried it. Who knows, you know. But, you know, that happens afterwards. You don't put that in the news story.
Ooh, hee-haw!
Yeah, you go. We got some hee-haw going on here. Our second story of the night comes from Coach Hot Shorts and Scripps News and tells us about a man living the Florida lifestyle his very own special way. And this is a special way. Some people collect shells, others collect antiques, some even collect telephones. But there's one man in Florida who's collecting his favorite movie on VHS. JD is taking his love for the movie Titanic to new depths with an ambitious goal of gathering 1 million copies of the movie on VHS. The more people that learn about JD's collection, the more tapes he receives coming in by mail from all over the world. Don't forget, Titanic includes two VHS tapes, which means it takes up double the space in JD's house. He said eventually he's going to have to rent out storage. He even built a Titanic out of his copies of Titanic. One of the many fun videos you'll find on his YouTube channel, Titanic 97. JD says that he goes to sleep thinking about Titanic and wakes up thinking about Titanic. And travels all over the country in search, finding in search of thrift stores and flea markets and garage sales and fucking hoedowns for copies of the damn movie. Jesus, wow. He's already spent thousands of dollars on the hobby, and he said he's willing to go into debt for it. The majority of his collection consists of standard and widescreen editions, but he does have an ultra-rare screener version. Among the shelves of tapes, you also find Jack Dawson's of all shapes and sizes. JD said that he has 2,467 copies right now. He did not tell Scripps News Tampa whether he believes both Jack and Rose could have fit on the floating door, and I don't think anyone really cared anymore. If you actually have a copy of this horrible movie and would like to get rid of it and would want to keep it out of the landfill for at least the next 30 years, you may send the movies to JD. And they can only be VHS. If it is DVD, you must throw it away.
No.
You can send it to Titanic, Post Office Box 5355, Largo, Florida 33779. The funny thing about it, Largo's not too far from our studios here. So who knows? Maybe maybe we should somehow get Titanic Man for a phone interview. A phone interview.
Fun.
I don't want him coming into the studio. He might start stealing our copies of the Titanic, and I'm very possessive about those things. I want to keep that thing. All right, let's move along.
Sexy. Yeah.
Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from WSVN Channel 7 News out of Miami and tells us about one hot date. According to the arrest report for Destiny, a 25-year-old woman from Miami, the incident unfolded when the victim received a message from Destiny on Tinder requesting to meet up at the hotel. Upon arrival, Destiny reportedly approached the victim's vehicle, carrying a gallon jug and seeking money to fix her own car. Despite the victim having $60 for her to fix the car, police said the victim claimed Destiny's demeanor shifted suddenly, leading to her pouring a liquid resembling gasoline into his car's front seat. Destiny allegedly then produced a cigarette lighter, setting fire to the victim's vehicle, himself and even herself. The victim managed to escape and extinguish the flames on his body while Destiny fled the scene on foot. Later, police said Destiny was found at a different location, burnt and naked, claiming she blew up a vehicle. The Miami-Dade Fire Rescue responded to the scene, and Destiny, after being medically cleared at the HCA Florida Kendall Hospital, was arrested. She faces charges of aggravated battery, attempted felony murder, and first-degree arson. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shy Ampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Ampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566.
There
and you
go.
Two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots.
That's us.
And don't forget me and Roger too.
Hi.
Why don't you be a part of our UniQ studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches.
Ooh, yes.
In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You know, when the Titanic movie came out, it was a big deal.
Oh my God, like, it was just crazy.
It was advertised to death on TV.
I was dating someone at the time that was like super into the movie. He actually gave it to me. I had it. I gave it away not that long ago when I got rid of like my VHS collection.
I don't think I've ever. I own a few VHS movies, but I don't own Titanic, and I never would. It's like
No, it's just not something I would
want to watch again, you know? It's like, okay.
All right, yeah.
Saw it once in the theaters.
Yeah, that was more than enough.
Yeah.
Could have gone without going through the theaters.
Yeah.
But yeah, it had a following. It definitely had a following.
So, just a little recap, folks, in case you're wondering, or hopefully you're not just wondering, but listening. We fixed our feeds on Apple.
Yay, Apple also, feeds fixed.
Yeah, now that Apple feeds are fixed and that the feed burner is fixed, everything is hunky-dory with the world when it comes to getting our show pumped out there to Spotify and Apple iTunes. So, hooray for us.
I got a show title.
You know, I did too. My show title was Destiny Shifting Suddenly, Ring of Fire Edition. What's yours?
Going Down Like the Titanic on Your Tinder Date.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
That really's got a ring to it, you know? Going Down Like the Titanic on Your Tinder Date.
Yeah. You got it. You have nailed it.
Oh my goodness.
I am typing it as we speak.
Yay.
But I don't know what to make of things anymore, Anthony. And I say this about technology and people having to have, especially kids, having to have a device in their hands. And
oh, that is kind of crazy, isn't it? I've noticed that, and that's almost ridiculous.
It's sad because it's the future of what these people are going to be like. It's like I just heard recently about an app. I think it's a women-only app.
I see.
I could be wrong, but you rate the guys that you've gone out with.
Oh, how about that?
So, you know, all of these women might be in your area.
Rating you.
And all the women can see these ratings.
Like, what do they rate? I mean, like, what are the ratings? I mean, do they rate you on, like,
appearance and friendliness.
Oh, your friendliness. So you can't be an asshole. I guess that would make sense. That would make sense.
You know, date aesthetics and cheapness factors.
So when I drive by the woman jogging down my street in my 20-year-old economy car spraying her with mace from Dollar Miscellaneous, I will not score well on this test I take.
No.
Okay, good to know that. I will try to not do that tonight on the way home. I did that a few nights ago, but I thought it sounded like a good time, but the screaming was kind of unnerving, so I just wasn't sure if I should do it again. So it sounds like that's probably a big no. That's good to know.
Happy National App Day.
Oh, yes, right. Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Whew, yes. Sure. Yeah. So I don't know where the fuck I'm going with anything. But that's
we were talking about we're getting pulled over for smoking weed. Hold on. Talk to the officer. I'll do the talking.
Give us a call if you got a story at 813-327-8566. Even if you call us when we're not broadcasting, you can leave a voicemail and we will play it on the air.
Yes, you can, like, you know, unless it's like really
depending
nasty
on how vulgar. Yeah,
if it's vulgar,
if it's
we'll
hate,
be like,
if it's
I'm
hate
like,
speech,
if you call us telling us that you speech. Hate us and you know you want to like do nasty things to us. Well, depending on the nasty
on,
things, yeah,
yeah,
that's true. I mean, there's some nasty things. That just, woo, let me tell you, just gets things going, you know. Anyway, but we do run a family, not friendly, unreputable show here, so that's the important part. Yes,
right. We make no bones about that. No.
Goodness, where's my
no
pointer?
No bones
here's
at all.
My pointer. Yes. So, yeah, but definitely.
So, you know, the guy, the Florida man collecting 1 million copies of Titanic, though, that's hoarding. I'm
that's
sorry.
Interesting.
That's just outright hoarding.
I don't know if that's hoarding or that might just be an obsession. I mean, that's definitely an obsession of some sort. I mean, trying to get, that's 2 million VHS. Where the hell do you do with 2 million VHS tapes? That covers a lot of space.
Ooh, look at this one. Ooh, look at this one. Ooh, look at this one. It's like, what the fuck? You know?
Ooh, I almost fell off my ball.
I mean, I get it. Collecting baseball cards or stamps that are very rare.
Yes. This is not a very rare movie.
No.
All right. No. We got something here. We are going to determine how much space 2 million VHS tapes take up. The area of a VHS tape. Okay. So we are 7.4 by 4 by 1 inch. So that is 7.4 times.
Just because brain is working hard.
Equals that. Times 2 million.
Yeah. She's done.
That would require 5,200,000 square inches. Divide that by 12, he would require 4,933,333 square feet to holy just God. House. The 2 million, a 4.9,
how many,
a 5
how
million
many
square
feet square of Chicago?
House. A lot bigger than that. Chicago's a few hundred square miles, so it's much bigger than that. But 4.9 million square feet is about the size. Amazon warehouses are usually about 1 million square feet, like the big ones. So he would need like 5 Amazon warehouses. To store.
Wow. That's crazy, ladies and gentlemen.
Right? I mean, like, wow. That is insanity.
Jesus.
5 million square feet.
Wow. Oh, you typed that in really fast, didn't you?
No, I type all day. My fingers move quickly.
I'm in such slow motion today because I'm having wine.
Wine! Just
yes,
don't go driving.
Folks, I'm having, no, driving.
There you go.
I'm driving something.
Oh
I'm
my
drinking
God, we just
something.
Said don't go driving anywhere.
I'm drinking and not driving.
Okay, you're drinking and not driving. That is important. We do not drink and drive.
Right.
Otherwise, you'll get the leaf blower. And Joe will blow your testicles with it. And it's not comfortable.
It's not comfortable.
So anyways, oh wow, my letter X is not lighting up anymore on the keyboard.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my keyboard, the lights are starting to dim out on some of them.
Oh, that's a shame. How old is the keyboard?
Maybe a year and a half.
Oh, wow, that's not very old at all.
Yeah, it's a heavy-ish Logitech mechanical keyboard. But anyways, folks.
Yes, anyways.
It's a 2014 Cabernet blend.
Wow, a keyboard 2014 Zipfendel. Cabernet blend.
Yeah. And it's delicious.
Well, that's good. That is lovely.
Makes me want to watch some Mrs. Bouquet.
Mrs. Bouquet.
Yes.
The bouquet lady.
You know, the bouquet lady. She, you watch her and you realize you're not so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I hope you don't think you're anywhere near the bouquet lady.
No, I don't think so.
That's good. And I think we're going to cut you off, too, because you're having an existential crisis right now, apparently. Because you're afraid that you're the bouquet lady, and you are not the bouquet lady.
Richard!
Anyway, all right. Hey, folks, thanks for looking. Oh, God, why I can't even fucking talk anymore. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the booty patrol is pulling up. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
I better cover my butthole. It's stanky in the studios tonight. Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern every weekday and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch on recasts of Headphone Meditation on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Shyampa's Radio's Technic audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Shyampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with automatic thrust.
I like my fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker.
With automatic thrust?
Yes.
Or maybe it's your Titanic plated Bluetooth enabled commode with bidet and last podcast recall.
I see.
Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
So I like your little ad lib there, because initially it was titanium plated Bluetooth enabled, but you said it was Titanic plated. So that even makes it even more exciting and rare.
Right? Titanic plated.
I don't exactly
know
what that
means. I want a million of those.
Oh my God, that's a lot.
I want a million.
I think that's going to require a lot more than 5 million square feet of warehouse space.
Having a commode with Alexa built in, you know? Alexa, monitor my poop cycles.
Ah, yes. I don't
shit,
know if
she
I want.
Started talking.
Ah! My... Yeah. Smart devices are all fun and games until you tell it to monitor your poop cycles. See? Yeah, that's. I'd rather Alexa not do that for me. I'd prefer I just kind of keep mind of it on my own. It just works best for me. Amazon don't need to know my cycles. Not at all. Well, it's been a lovely evening. Joe is choking on something over there. And we're sitting in the, you know, things are all right. I think I'm okay. I'm nicely buzzed.
Yeah.
I'm nicely baked.
I'm feeling good. I'm loaded up.
Well, that's important. Yeah. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you are interested in recasting this show, contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, right. Don't set your Tinder date on Firewall Creek, recreating Titanic in your living room with a bunch of meth tucked under your cock. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a B for Buttholio.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.